This is the Intuition Sessions. You're listening to Session 1. During our lifetime, we will make decisions that seem so right at the time, but then kick ourselves further down the line. And sometimes we'll go ahead knowing that something seems off and still kick ourselves. There will be times when we'll have a feeling about something or someone, but won't be able to put our finger on what's bothering us. We just know that something is. In other instances, we'll try to dismiss or rationalize a niggle that becomes a full-blown anxiety that keeps us company for weeks or even months on end as we try to make the feelings go away or figure out what to do. Some of us are fine to listen to ourselves in certain circumstances. Maybe I shouldn't eat this chocolate bar. Or I don't like how I feel around this friend or colleague, so I'll steer clear. In situations where we feel as if what we want is at stake, or that we run the risk of a humiliation or pain that we think will be too much to bear, however, we ignore us. But it would just be so great if this person I just met turns out to be the one, as I wouldn't have to date again or be alone. Or let me count the ways in which this whole thing could go horribly wrong so that I have a cast iron alibi for not facing my fear. In an ideal world, when we have to listen to ourselves or make a decision, we love to just know and not have to deal with doubt, discomfort, indecision, or pain. But this is impossible given that each of us has our own very unique set of experiences, along with a unique character, personality, desires, beliefs, fears, motivations, and more that affect how and what we feel and perceive in the day-to-day of our life. These influence our actions, attitude, choices, and decisions, creating patterns, habitual thought and action responses that become tied to the situations we tend to use them in. The question, what's the difference between fear and intuition, is one we grapple with throughout our life in some way, shape or form, as we try to decipher whether it's our gut or fear talking. It's a question we're supposed to ask ourselves, especially in any area of our life where we've been inclined to disregard our needs, desires, expectations, feelings, and thoughts. We are supposed to become increasingly skilled at discerning the difference through experience, trial, and error. Fear is an instinctive response to a perceived threat. We experience it regardless of whether the threat is real or imagined. Fear, like all emotions, is vital to our emotional well-being. It offers clues about our inner state, as well as what is potentially happening externally or required of us. Fear, however, is not our only emotion, nor is it more important than all the others. We have a huge range of emotions, and they are all on the same level as each other. Emotional intelligence is about responding in the present, and when we mistake fear or even ego for our intuition, for who we are, that is habit. And it's one that leads us into a lot of problems. Knowing the difference between intuition and fear is critical because you might mistake fear for intuition, respond to it, and then feel angry, disillusioned, resentful, or distrusting due to the outcomes. On any given day, we are given multiple opportunities to listen to ourselves. These range from the teeny, my bum is feeling a little bit numb, so I need to adjust, to what might be moderate, I don't feel comfortable with the way this person's behaving. To the large, I sense that I am in danger and need to run or alert others. We are, however, also presented with multiple opportunities for fear to be activated. Examples of this are starting something new, finishing something off, hearing someone else out, lifting our head above the parapet and speaking up, other people's expectations as well as our own, putting our work or ideas into the public domain, or dealing with a family member, friend, or colleague that pushes our buttons. How much we wrestle with the question of whether it's our fear or intuition comes down to how often we trust us to listen to ourselves and learn either way. If, however, we are very in our own head and so preoccupied with our thoughts, how we see things, telling a story, replaying patterns, being triggered, etc., we lose touch with our gut. Very often, concerns like fear of missing out, of making mistakes, of having to make decisions, of looking like the bad guy, of losing, get in the way of us doing what we need to. Patterns happen when we're living unconsciously, and we can't hear and utilize our intuition when we're asleep at the wheel. As we're driving through life, our intuition attempts to wake us up so that we can pull over. We don't have to wait for a crash to make us pay real attention to our intuition and its value. We are all in possession of intuition, and regardless of past experiences, including what lessons we did or didn't get in childhood, or how supportive and nurturing parents and caregivers were, we can begin to access our own inner information and learn to trust ourselves more. Trust is an expression of how much we trust ourselves. Hence, the more we self-trust is the more interdependent we become. We know where we end and others begin, and so we no longer have to be codependent or fiercely protective of our independence. Having a healthy level of trust in us comes from being consistently willing to tune into ourselves from a healthy place. This is what you will learn about in the intuition sessions: how to discern and harness inner guidance so that you can not only have your own back, but also break out of any patterns that aren't serving you. Safety, security, and purpose are among your basic emotional needs. Utilizing the gift of your intuition as often as possible, especially in situations that have the potential to significantly impact your well-being, builds awareness and self-knowledge. When you stop letting fear run your life, as well as disregarding you and excessively relying on others, you will feel as if you can rely on you. You will experience more love, care, trust, and respect.